Why don't we go ahead and get started? Welcome to the OR Telecon at our new time.
Okay, who is the six? I have five. I have Mike, Ken, Terry, Yuri, and Peter.
Mike Bennett here.
Oh, hi, Mike. Oh.
Very long time.
Hello, yes. A lot of hums. If you mute, see if that's you, Mike. Oh, it's muted. So whoever just muted. So if that was you, then Mike would appreciate if you stay muted until you speak.
Thanks, Mike. Let's see. So let's see. We've got the roll call and stuff taken care of. Let's see. I think my suggestion probably is that we go ahead and jump to the key items for review and discussion today, because I think we have quite a bit that we want to cover. So let's see. Looks like Todd Snyder is calling in as well. So
hi, Mike. Yes.
Hi there. Great. So we're just starting. We're starting to cover the key items. Peter, do you want to give us an update on the OR logo quest? I saw that you sent an email message. I haven't looked at it yet.
Right. I just sort of got the final poll online, and I won't belabor on the details here. I guess the message described it fairly well. Well, I'm just implementing what we discussed before, namely people who are on the Ontolog or on the IAOA mailing list get to vote, and if they are closer to the community, like if they are on the OR forum, they get another vote. If they submitted the candidate design, they get another vote. But also this time, if they voted last time, they get another vote. And people can put all their votes onto one of the designs, one of the two designs, or they could spread it out among those two designs. Let's say if someone has five votes, he can vote two and three, or four and one, or five and zero. And we're opening this up for roughly about a week. So we want to close by next Monday, so that on Tuesday, when we have this joint session, we can actually officially announce that we do have a new logo now. Next Tuesday. Also, this time is only to select the design. I decided that we'll leave the default color as something the designer can call. So that, let's say if Yuri wins, then he can call out the default color as being a certain color. However, the first exercise actually would be doing a drop-in of that design into the OR sandbox, namely the BioPortal sort of long rectangular position whereby we could drop in the logo with the graded bluish color. So that probably may not even be the default color, but that's the first exercise. So whoever wins this would need to spend a little bit of time getting us that drop-in logo, and then spend a little bit of time providing us, let's see, the SVG and vector graphics and larger graphics and so on, so that we have a range of files on in the archive for future use. That's where we stand.
That sounds great, and I see that the subsequent message included the link for the poll. So
right. I apologize. I mean, I'm very rushed in.
Peter?
Yes.
A quick question, Mr. Todd. There are just two candidates to vote on, correct?
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
The one
I was
is
looking at the page.
Yes, which page?
I'm sorry. Well, the voting page, the logo candidates page.
Okay.
And Fortunately, at the top, you have the two final candidates' designs are here, because I just started scrolling through the page, and there's all sorts of history stuff here, final submissions and finalists, and so it got a little confusing until I found that one link at the top.
You mean that if you click here, it takes you there?
Right.
Right.
So, but, you know, if someone just comes to the page and doesn't read that that bullet item there that says, see the two final design candidates here, it will be confusing.
Right, but if you're at the polling form rather than here, then the polling form only has a link that points only to the final candidates.
Would it be possible just to put those two final candidates on the polling form? Is that too much trouble?
I don't know how to do it, to be honest. I mean, it's probably doable. I use SurveyMonkey, and so I'm still learning how to put that on. But there's a link on the survey form that would take you right to the two candidates.
Yeah, I see that. Okay, thank you.
Oh, sorry.
Peter, it's Yuri. I just find out that the one more logo, not too bad from my point of view, it's Baklavsky, like what is a little bit looks like copyright sign with two O's and the R in inside, which we can find in Sandbox. Is it possible to add one more? Because really, I think it's not a bad idea with this R inside the O's.
No, that was an original submission that was withdrawn.
Yes.
Yeah, let me explain why it was withdrawn.
Huh?
This is Ken.
Yeah, that was Ken's submission. Yeah, I'll defer to
Ken. That is why I think it's not too bad idea. I took a new refresh eye and I like it.
Yeah, hear him out. Let Ken
explain. It's not actually acceptable. It turns out I did some investigation and I found that the copy that looks like a copyright symbol in the middle.
It's too far. We can consider two O's, and this is not.
Yeah, but the copyright registration is an R with a circle around it, and that would be fine in the U.S., but I discovered that it's actually a crime to use that in some countries. And so I didn't want to take a chance that people would be in trouble.
And it's too late to talk about new submissions anymore.
Okay.
I withdrew it. It's just there's too many legal issues that we might be embroiled in.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, Peter. Thank you for setting up the poll. So that's great. Let's see. Do you have an update on the? You've been talking with some of the folks from NCBO. In general, and I think to prepare for next week. Do you want to talk about those at this point?
Right. I think there's a lot of great things happening between the OR team and the NCBO team. First of all, they have a new project director who is someone very familiar to their community, at least, and for those who don't know him, he is Ray Ferguson, who actually spent 17 years, I think, at Stanford, and was responsible for the original, pretty much the sort of second generation protege coding and architecture, in which I think is the most one of the most successful projects I've known and in the ontology community all around. Protege has been downloaded like more than 350,000 times and is arguably the most commonly used ontology editing platform. And the fact that Ferguson architected it for with the plug-in architecture to invite open source to invite open contributions to the code stack. I mean, it was just amazing. So Ray is back at Stanford now, heading the NCBO project. He and I goes back a little bit since the two of us actually started a thing called COTS, Collaborative Ontology Development System and Infrastructure, which was one of the things I brought to the table when we started OOR. I mean, three people sort of started OOR. There's Mike Dean, who is doing the demo ontology library, demo, what do you call it? Demo library. Yeah. And Leo Obers, who is doing the research on ontology repositories, and myself bringing to the table the COTS work. So that's where we started. And we're going through Circle for a while. Well, at the beginning, we said we were going to be one team and just branch the designs. Somehow in the middle, there were one decision taken that we will fork their code, but finally, I guess we all recognize that branching is a better move. So we are going back to branching on their code, which means we will likely share the same code repository, we'll contribute to each other's stuff. A lot of the things we said we wanted to improve on, actually Ray has already taken it back into their own hands and say, I mean, this is what we should do. So the more core improvements probably will go back to the BioPortal team, since they own the code base that we started with, leaving us to focus more on things that are sort of not immediately relevant to the biomedical community. I mean, i.e., common logic support, other things that we have been talking about in the architecture and so on. So that's it. And also, as the good news is, they totally bought into the IPR policy that we concluded on. Obviously, NCBO was one of the co-organizers of the Ontology IPR mini-series last year. And now I think they will be using next week's meeting as the platform to announce also that they are converting the BioPortal codes from its current Mozilla licensing arrangement to the simplified BSD license regime. So it's all great news.
That's great, Peter. Thank you for all your work in arranging that as well.
My pleasure. So.
Let's see, so the next thing I think is the update on the OOR installations, the sandbox, the dev box. And I know we had done some, I had done a little bit of testing with the, turns out the slightly earlier VMware image, which I was able to get running on my laptop pretty well. And I guess we're waiting at this point primarily for Shinya to get back?
Right. Shinya went to France to do some racing. I'm not even sure. I mean, he's a cyclist and he's a sort of marathon type runner. I am not sure whether it's bike racing or running, but anyhow, whatever he does, I mean, he is that crazy kind of person who can cycle 500 miles in a row, I mean, for four days and four nights and things like that. So we did communicate. The only one communication is that he can't do it until after the 5th. I mean, the 6th is after the 5th. So, but I still haven't heard from him. I guess between Mike and Tejas and Ken and myself, we've done whatever we can. He sort of is the sysadmin on our virtual infrastructure, and I don't want to touch it for fear of breaking things. We might as well wait maybe a couple more days. I was trying to see if I can get a meeting with him yesterday or this morning, but both efforts did not go as planned. So I'm still waiting for Xinya. The short of it is, once we have that, the challenge now is, Stanford supplies a .ova VM image, and not knowing enough about SAN servers, I don't know whether there needs to be a conversion from .ova to .xva, which is the SAN image, or whether it's just trivial because OVA comes from Citrix, who are the SAN people actually. So it could be trivial. It's just that I don't know.
Yeah, I thought that the plan was to actually run the Zen convert tool. I'm losing track of the name, but have we tried running that yet?
The convert tool one only runs on Windows, at least the one that I saw, and two only. I don't know if that converts, because most of the descriptions talk about it converting the OVA to a VMware image. So I actually don't know, and I defer to Xinya and Tejas to do the conversion. So we were trying to get a three-way phone call. I believe Tejas probably is at a loss too, because I haven't heard back from him that he has successfully created a SAN image out of the .va image either. But did you try the 0.3 image versus, I know you tried the 0.2 image.
I haven't tried 0.3. No, I have kind of limited disk space here, so I didn't have room for both.
But if you have room for one, I guess 0.3 is probably what you want to play around with.
Right. I should update it at some point soon, but I haven't yet.
Yes. So that's where things stand. Xinya is very proficient. I mean, with the SAN VM infrastructure. So when he's back, I think we'll be able to turn that around fairly quickly.
Okay. Do you have a sense of when he'll be? I mean, is he back now, or is he?
I have no idea. I mean, he needs to show up electronically for me to even know where he is.
Right. Okay. So, Ken, do you have any updates from Tejas, or?
I really don't have anything new to add.
Okay.
I did try, you know, doing this conversion myself, but it assumes that you have Zen running, apparently.
Oh, okay.
And I don't have Zen running on any machine right now, so
mm-hmm.
It's a little bit difficult for me to do that right now, but. Hopefully we can get all of this straightened away shortly, you know, and we'll have more Zens running, and we'll be able to do the conversion.
Well, thank you for trying. I didn't realize that the Zen convert required Zen running, so that's an interesting tidbit.
Yeah, I started up the convert, and everything looked fine until finally it asked me for information about my Zen. Wait a minute, I don't have one.
I'm surprised. Why would they run this conversion thing on Windows and then expect you to have the same environment?
It might be to have it. So, Ken, was it just asking for information or was it asking for, like, a pointer?
It was asking for login information, basically.
Now, I think it expects to just convert and drop the image in, so you actually need the environment to hold the final virtual machine.
see. Okay. I was wondering. I mean, it sounds like I was wondering if you just needed some of the configuration parameters from Shenya, or if we actually had to basically run it someplace where run it essentially on the same machine or near the same machine that we're running Zen on.
We'll find out.
When Shenya gets in, I'll be able to talk to him about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. One piece of anecdotal happiness is that, I mean, I was afraid, I mean, since I wanted to give Shenya a head start, I said I'll download the image over to our servers, and I was afraid it will take hours. Turns out it only took less than 3 minutes for 1.7 gig file, which totally blows me away.
Yeah. Well, you said you were well connected to Stanford, and both you and they have good links. So,
right? Yeah. I mean, when I talk to Stanford, or when Stanford uploads things to our infrastructure, again, I mean, it goes at this kind of speed. It's just amazing.
I have a question regarding the Protege, the 4.1. I install it and see that the guys open the protein from the Tunes TONES repository. So can they add the OOR repository for future? Or I try to get the ontology from URI, and I can catch it too fast from the OOR sandbox.
Yes, that's definitely part of their plan. Is to,
yeah.
I mean, they now already have the OOR connected to Web Protege.
That is, why not Protege, which is set up. So Web Protege, it's like
slightly watered down version of Protege, the client server Protege, yes.
But it takes a few minutes to load the Protege from the server or from your servers, and we can just run the Protege as a browser, because it makes the mind more focused that it's really a browser, because we need more probably to talk with the reasoner. It makes change in the mind, what we're doing, where the information, where the browser, so semantic browser looks like the Protege for me. So I try to focus my mind. Hey, I want to see something looks like through the internet browser. And I get this and understand that what I'm looking for, it's just reasoner based on some information link somehow with the web. And that is, I would like to see, but they don't provide the reasoners through the web version of the Protege. They provide just the editor of the ontologies, right?
You probably know better, but these are good questions, and the perfect time to ask them is next Tuesday this time.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I mean, we're having a joint NCBO OOR session next Tuesday at this meeting slot. So all the top people will be there, all our core people will be there, and they could answer any question.
So, Peter?
Yes?
If we're having this joint meeting next Tuesday, according to the previous schedule, there's supposed to be an architecture workshop next Tuesday.
Right. We push yours out to the 20th. I'm sorry. Not a problem. Did I tell you? I apologize if I didn't consult you before.
No, that's fine. I just want to make sure I know what I'm supposed to be responsible for.
Right.
Thank you, Peter.
Right. Yes, I apologize in my hurry. I just swapped the dates. I even put it down under the Ontolog news and announcement page. And announce the switch of dates there, but I didn't consult you before.
Okay, thank you.
So it sounds like we're making good progress on getting the new instance up. I know Gary Bergcross is very interested in using it to get ready for the upcoming NSF meeting. So, you know, if we can continue, it sounds like the next thing is really the telecom with Shinya, I guess. So,
right.
If you can keep pushing on that,
yep.
That would be great. So let's see. We touched briefly already on the next week's telecon. Do you want to cover that in some more detail now?
Okay. It's the brief agreement I had with Ray. Ray and I will be co-chairing the session, but we will say, I mean, it'll go with the normal panel discussion type format, which means we'll have several presentations and then probably plenty of time for discussion. We sort of took it down to four presentations, two from their team, two from our team, and the two presentations will be one at high level, one at low level. That's where how we agreed, and then hopefully we will have plenty of time for discussion, which I think is more important because we probably have a lot of questions for them. They may have a few for us, but I want to take the opportunity so that the community can provide input as to how they want this future open ontology repository. Actually, I mean, they may or may not agree. What I can see is that's still sort of the overall OOR objective, of which BioPortal becomes the sort of biomedical piece of the repository. Then maybe the geospatial people have a piece that they are running. The environmental people have another piece they are running. The marine biology or the marine MMI people have their piece and so on and so forth. So that's why now that we are back as one team, these things would affect how the whole architecture should proceed. So we want to collect input there. One constraint is that they mentioned they have a meeting right after that, so that's a dead stop after 1.5 hours. We have to keep it within 1.5 hours. So the presentation should not be very long, and then we plan to start very promptly. So if we say we limit the four presentations to 40 minutes, let's say, then each presentation will be about 10 minutes. So we have 10 minutes for high-level OR, 10 minutes for low-level OR. And then we probably want to appoint someone in this group to prepare prepare the presentation, run it by the rest of the group, and present it. And then we probably want to do something about collecting a list of issues and questions so that we can make the best use of that 1.5 hours time. That's my thoughts, but I'm open to any suggestion. Hello? Am I still online?
Oh, you are. You are, Peter. Yeah.
It's turned into a Quaker meeting. If everybody sits and tries to come up with a cogent thought.
Yes, I mean, yeah. And paste that onto the chat board. I mean, that would be great. Yeah, I have one thought which I already listed on the page is we probably need to talk about code repository. I know we now finally have the code repository at SAM Web Central going, although there's not much code in there, and since BioPortal is now supplying images, makes it slightly more difficult. But they did talk about going to Git or GitHub. I forgot which. Did they say they're just going to do it, run Git themselves, or are they going to GitHub? Do you remember Natasha mentioning it?
I remember the discussion. I don't remember which way they were going.
Right. So maybe we want to discuss among ourselves before going into that meeting. Is that something we want also? So that at least we have a unified answer if they ask or if they.
I think having both sets of code in the same place, I think, is advantageous. And probably, really, if we want to do a branch.
Right, that's the only way to do it.
Probably necessary.
Yeah.
I haven't really used Git, but my understanding is that it actually is you know, quite good at handling the branching aspects.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And the Linux kernel is finally in Git.
Okay. I was a little less clear about your question here about an Eclipse development environment.
That's probably not for next week. That could be for future. In terms
of, you're thinking more just interfaces to access the repository from Eclipse, or.
I don't know whether we want sort of a community development environment or whether we're still sort of looking at individuals doing these things offline and contributing code. I mean, that of course, but whether or not we want a community development environment.
But that's probably
not relevant for next week. So we
okay.
I
right.
take,
that's fine.
Take that off. But
so I guess one of the big questions is really identifying the presenters for next week.
Right. So someone to own the presentations.
Yeah. My schedule is in a lot of flux. My mom entered hospice care last week, so I'm really not quite sure. You know, I hope you're able to participate next week, but I don't think I can really commit to preparing or organizing something.
Please send her our best regards.
Thank you. I know that several of you have met her at ISWC and elsewhere, so I appreciate that.
So who is going to be there? Let's find out. Except for Mike, can we expect everyone who's on this call now to be at the call next Tuesday?
It's Yuri. Peter, I'm sorry, what time's the Easter time? What time it's supposed to be?
Okay, our new time. I mean, this is not just for next week, but we finally agreed while you weren't here that we are going to, instead of Friday 6 a.m. in the morning, we are changing all the calls. So the standard time slot for all our calls will be like this one. Tuesday at 8:30 Pacific time or 11:30 East Coast time.
Yeah, it's good.
So next week is also this time, 11:30 East Coast time, and the call is going to be 1.5 hours. So maybe can I suggest then maybe Mike and Leo and I will work on the high level slide deck, and one of us will present. Since Leo is not on this call, I'll find out from him, and maybe Ken and Todd and Michael Gruninger to work on the low level presentation. How about and maybe either you jointly or you select one person to present? That would probably make the most sense. I mean, given the work that has been carrying on, and I guess on the presentation we partly provide a status report and partly provide a vision as to how we see things coming moving forward.
That sounds good to me. I mean, I think talking about some of the work that's been done, you know, will help kind of set the stage as well. So we can talk about some of the Federation aspects and gatekeeping and the common logic support in particular.
Yeah, it's okay with me, but and I guess Todd would be fine with it. I'm not so sure that we want to volunteer somebody else who isn't here right now.
Right. Okay, at least he's a candidate. We'll contact him, and if he's available, that's fine. If not, then, or if he says he's preoccupied, then it'll be you and Todd.
Yeah, if he's not available, you know, I think we could still, you know, take one of, you know, an overview from one of his previous briefings
and
certainly mention Chlorase.
NCBO
folks are aware of that work that's going on.
Yeah.
But then they could, you know, at least put a placeholder there and they could follow up,
right.
up later.
I have a feeling more and more they realize they would need more expressive, a more expressive ontology environment. However, they're not going to go into common logic themselves at all, and that's also one of the reasons driving the strengthened collaboration, so that the more longer term activities could be supported from where we are, and
mm-hmm.
so
I my impression
yeah.
moving more toward a triple store for metadata. And then having additional stores that could actually store the ontologies themselves.
Yeah, they will have a lot of new things to announce. I mean, everywhere from the architecture to the back end to the choice of programming environment. There's a lot of new things happening. And a lot of things that we weren't happy are actually getting addressed by them now, as we speak.
Good.
Peter, it's Yuri. What about the case for ontology? Did you finish it already? I just lost a little bit the summertime. So my idea, I can't be involved too much in what you try to organize the code or organizing the repositories for open source, but I really interested to come back in some working model. For example, my interest in is to see how it's really working for industry, for example, which is my job. I try to get some money for living, and I'm really interested to see if it's working or not. It's because I see that really transportation industry interested in some tools to connect some knowledge, informal knowledge or business logic with the data database, open sources, everything like this, map, geography, whatever. And I don't know what to do. I try to see how it's working with this particular open ontology. I can't connect finance, some people's locations, everything. It should be helpful to start doing something really helpful.
Yeah, come to the next meeting, because I mean, next meeting probably is the start of a sort of new phase of how we are working, and so we could see opportunities left and right there. As for your question about the making the case, the ontology summit is already over, because I mean that's a 3-month thing, and it sort of finishes as at the 2-day symposium at NIST. But then there's a project, follow-on project, that Ali Hashemi is driving, and he wants to put up an ontology-driven website that will contain all the knowledge that got sort of built out during those 3 months in a friendly, presentable format, an ontology-driven format. And he, so far, he and the other person, Bart Gajdarovich, are jointly working on it, with him mostly as the ontologist, Bart mostly as the software person. And then they have been talking to another team that Ken and I have been involved along with other people who are doing semantic media wiki type stuff.
Interesting.
And yeah. So there's some discussion in that area.
Is this information linked somehow to the sandbox? Because we need to get some easy way to get all this information. So, say, Hashmi could put this information in sandbox or easy to find. I'm not sure.
That's definitely one possibility. If you look at the exchange on Ontolog Forum, I did allude to their using OOR, but the final choice is theirs. Because Hashemi wants to do this in Common Logic, and the sandbox does not quite support Common Logic as yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, understand.
But there's some exchange on the Ontolog Forum. I mean, you can tack onto that conversation and ask your questions and get Ali on his toes.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Let's see. It sounds like we're pretty well set for next week, and plan to have the architecture session the following week. Let's see. Are there any other things that we need to cover this week?
See, those are the big items. I definitely would, I mean, if we still have a few more minutes, maybe try to collect thoughts and questions and issues for the BioPortal people for next week, on the chat board, if we can. Just now, Terry made a good suggestion. If each of us can type in one or two, then we have got a good collection. So what do we want to... Yeah, please.
It's Yuri's question. I still, in a question, do the architecture supposed to have online reasoner available when we try to research or learn the real ontology in the BioPortal? I didn't catch this. I see this as an editor, as a repository, but really I didn't catch how we can access to the reasoner or where similar like in a protege. When we get protege, we can start and do the real research in a big ontology. But I'm not sure, what about BioPortal guys? Do they provide this way to work with ontology through the reasoners online? Or?
I don't think reasoners support for reasoners maybe, but integrating reasoners into the repository probably is not the primary goal.
I think that should be primary, because my point that people more need to get this interface to ask the logics automatic some way. Doesn't matter if it's working on a client computer or the from the server, but really what we're looking for the result of some research, not just for the content of this knowledge. The knowledge should be second level, like hidden way, hidden from the client or customer access to the knowledge. So I guess we should focus, and it should be in any portal, any repository, that the repository should provide the way to access the result of reasoners work. That's my point, because I try to talk to people to explain how it's good to have the knowledge repository in the form of ontology and working with this new semantic tools, and people don't understand what the different from their common access to the data. And I try to explain the very important part of this movement, that instead of our mind, we have the some automatic logic working, like, I mean, the reasoners. And that's why I think we should show people that there is important layer which is not, they doesn't exist in regular browser or whatever before. So now we, it's not just the data link.
I agree what you're saying is important to semantics and ontology, but I would slightly disagree that that is important to OOR as an initiative. I mean, the knowledge repository is such as an ontology repository. I mean, and we even have not arguments, but we haven't even concluded if instances will be stored. And unlike BioPortal probably is more like a knowledge system, because they would store, let's say, the entire NCI thesaurus there. But if you ask Todd, I mean, we had this conversation multiple times. I mean, do we store instances or do we not store instances? I mean, OOR is a repository for ontologies to start with, so.
So understand. So you think it should be stay in this part of the whole wave, because
I mean,
I really
think it's important, but it's the priority among other things. There are other things that are more higher priority for OOR than sort of integrating reasoners in there. That's my personal view. Ken and Todd and Mike, other people, especially those who are in architecture, I mean, could chime in to see what you think, what they think. Maybe Todd, since we've had this discussed a few times, and Todd and Ken.
Yeah, this is Terry. I thought that was kind of a subtle question, but it's still an interim answer. And eventually, the only way you can validate the content of the thing, I think, is to have some kind of a reasoner, run the ontology and say this makes sense. But that's a longer term perspective. Right now, we're just trying to collect what we can get people to contribute.
Right. I mean, having a reasoner there for validation, for example, is important, but not as a sort of a mechanism for sort of reasoning on the ontology content. example, I mean, if you remember Adam Peace's presentation on his sumo, and he sort of suggested we consider his environment called the Sigma knowledge engineering environment, Sigma KEES, as a candidate for common logic repository. I mean, he does incorporate a reasoner there for validity, for other things too. Reasoner there, I mean, they have like incorporated the vampire reasoner. In his work in his environment.
Can I clarify something here?
Please.
Excuse me. Is this a question about consistency checking or reasoning? Because they're not the same.
The reasoning as a second level. Consistency is two, there's some activity, but also I can see that I see the problem when I want to integrate some ontology. For example, I built the ontology just for transportation, but the guys want to connect this to the some financial knowledge. I don't know about how finance work in the world. And I don't want to collect and to research some ontology from other sources and to load this and whatever. I would like to have some result built based on this, my ontology say I would keep it in OR repository, and maybe someone want to keep the finance ontology which is okay for me in another place. And I don't want to organize them in one place to run the reasoner, say, if I bring it in my computer somehow and push the protege and choose the reasoner to get some estimation of the data. So that is for me that we can consider that knowledge and or ontology too passive. If it's not passive, we need to work every time with it, all this stuff. We probably need to provide some consistency check or even reasoning based on the distributed knowledge. And when ontology can be kept in different places and different stuff, which provides some protocol. I don't know exactly how the architecture should work in the future, but it should be distributed, and we have to have some way to work with distributed knowledge, I guess. This is my feelings. It's not even understanding, like how I just feel.
So you're looking for a distributed reasoning.
Yes, the result is to work with the distributed knowledge, and this process can be finished too fast, probably in the future. We can drop some ways of the reason, for example, even if it don't provide us to a quick solution. If we need to estimate something and the connection, web connection to some ontology doesn't work well or whatever, we can start looking for another solution if we having more and more similar ontologies, which could be helpful for some tasks. That is my idea, that we should provide some idea, not probably the working reasoners in the ontology or repository, but some way to check something, to ask the web portal provide some initial or some level of activity based on the knowledge saved or whatever ontology.
Yeah, I put that in the I tried to put that into the chat room.
Mm-hmm. Try to see it. Oh, here with a combination of ontology that are not all stored. Yes, and probably because it's a real-time activity on the web, we sometimes can't use the good ontology. We can't access, for example, to even the big web portal because it's like going in, down somehow. But we need to get some estimation of the knowledges. Why not to have this more active in the portal which we use for our quick access to the knowledge? If it doesn't
The idea is that it's going to be federated, and as a result, you'd expect to have multiple.
Yes, yes. The federation probably is the correct word. It's some protocols to organize the process, which is not perfect and have no finished clear line or whatever. So it's like a real web. If you're looking for something in this search engine and it's not working, you're going in another, and probably the another search engine probably use another database, but we anyway can find and solve some problems. So real problem can put the same similar task before people, and they will prefer to work in the portal which give them this opportunity to work with this distributed knowledge and not perfect finished process.
Mm-hmm.
It's like feelings. I just improvisation a little bit, but it's come to me because we are discussing something like this.
If you feel strong,
any more comments, can you put it on the chat?
Right, exactly. If you feel strongly enough, I'm going to put it on the chat and collect the thoughts and present that at meeting, because that's a place where we would collect the visions and sort of sift through them and see what will be done. I mean, that the meeting next Tuesday will be very important in defining where both teams will move forward from here on.
Sorry that I don't use it too often because of my English. I can do this too fast. Okay, I'll try to formulate some idea regarding this stuff. Thanks. That is, my time is over.
So it looks like we've got a good list of topics here to seed some of the discussion, and I assume that some of these will get added to some of the presentation slides as well. So.
Yeah, Terry mentioned some ISO standards. Terry?
Yeah, I just wanted they're in the in Peter's collected history on his webpage. They're mentioned down at the bottom. I don't know how old they are. Probably sometime last spring. But I just wondered if anything ever came of that. Staged events planning is the bullet. New project 17347, ontology integration and interoperability.
Yes, this
John Bateman.
Yes, this is new. Very new.
New, oh, okay.
Very new. It only got adopted at the ISO meeting in Korea in June, and it's going to be played out in ISO TC37SC3.
37, that's language, right?
It's terminology.
Okay, terminology.
Terminology. And,
yeah.
And the team has yet to meet, and I'm helping the SC3 chair, Sue Ellen Wright, to put
you're helping Sue Ellen, great.
Right, to help put together the expert team. So if you're interested, contact Sue Ellen or contact me or contact John Bateman.
Since I left Lockheed, I don't have her address anymore. If you can send me her email address,
I'll do that offline.
But the real question was, is OOR going to try to seek certification as a 19763 metadata repository?
We will find out, because Michael Gruninger promised that he will arrange a ISO 19763 session. He's going to run an ontology and standards mini-series, which would be a joint IAOA, OOR, and OntoLog mini-series in the fall. So the fall is almost here. So we would hear from him on 19763. But 17347 is totally new, and we'd love your participation.
Okay, great, thanks.
I'll send you to Alan's contact.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, are there other things you want to cover today?
Looks like we covered a lot.
Yes, yes. Productive day.
All right.
Thank you, everyone.
We adjourn. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.